down. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone.
AM 1600 KIVA, 93.7 FM, and on the web and directly on the app at ebq.fm. I'm Eddie Aragon, the Rock of Talk. And guess what, everybody? We'll take your calls if you have any interest this morning on any real estate questions with Tego and Tracy Venturi, who are live here in studio. And you can call 550-5500. Good morning, Tego and Tracy. Happy summer and a happy first half of the year to you.
Hey, good morning, Eddie. We're so excited to be here in person with you. We're usually recording with you in the morning from our office on Alameda, but we had the most interesting experience driving here this morning. We wanted to tell you and the listeners about it.
Cool. I can't wait to hear that. Okay, so, Tego?
So, you know, we live over near our office at Alameda and Rio Grande, and we come up and we get onto the freeway at I-25.
At 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, at Paseo. And it's like, hey, that was a supercar. Wait, that was a Lamborghini. Wait, that was a Ferrari. And they go and buy us one by one, a Porsche, a Mercedes supercar, one after another,
the
right?
Lexus, yeah. Finally we see, like, what's it called? The last van that supports, like the bicycles?
The shag wagon.
The
yeah.
shag wagon.
Yeah, the last thing, yeah.
So then we see the shag wagon, and we see that there's a Gold Rush rally going on. Gold Rush Rally GRX fan experience in Albuquerque right now.
Wow.
9 to 11:30.
Look at that.
Free.
Breaking news for you, Eddie.
Yeah, there
morning.
We go.
That's
yes.
the nice thing about doing live, right?
Well,
and so you guys
here.
Didn't even know that you were going to run into that until you were
so
coming
cool.
in this morning.
Oh my gosh, all these really cool cars, but it's from now till 11:30 free at the Albuquerque Dragway, which is Dragway Road Southwest. And then they head to Phoenix for tomorrow. So they're going to hit the road right away, I'm sure. But it was really cool. Some amazing vehicles, which, of course, I knew none of. And Tego said, that's a Lamborghini. That's a... And I'm like, great.
He's
cool.
A car guy. He is a car guy. And he's a house guy, as well as you, Tracy. And by the way, the Albuquerque Speedway is out here in the southwest part of town. And that is right up here at the newest acquisition. Interesting, the former Forest City Covington has become right. a development, Mesa del Sol.
Yeah.
And if you remember Breaking Bad, where Walter White took his car for a drag, that's where he did it. So
cool.
Head on out there, go check it out, 9 to 11:30. Thanks for the tip, everybody. And since we're on doing some community service stuff, if you will, if you don't mind me jumping in, Ranchos de los Golondrinas, the wine festival yesterday, today, and tomorrow, all there. Free train up to Santa Fe, so head on up there and check it out. You also want to take a look at the Pork and Brew Fest, which is going on, I believe, today and tomorrow. So that'll be at the Santa Ana Center. That's all very exciting. The Duke City Gladiators. You just heard Tina Krupar.
Yeah.
And the Duke City Gladiators are in the championship game tonight. That's at 6 p.m. They're taking on the Sioux City. I don't know what the Sioux City are, but they're Sioux City, and they're here. And they're here to play for the championship game for football. And, of course, you get your Albuquerque Isotopes, your traditional 4th of July game over at Isotopes. That's going to be on Wednesday. So, Tego, I started off the show with
Eddie,
the...
Have you ever taken your boys up to the Los Golondrinas?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
Not during the wine festival, by the way.
Well, that just adds a little extra to it. But during
some other festival.
But it's cool because they have everything up and running and they're showing
the history.
It's like a working, working whatever it was. It was like an outpost, right, for the El Camino Real?
Yeah, coming down La Bajada Hill.
Yeah.
You do a little bit of history. You know, there used to be some PBS films. I actually have the whole collection of them, of the build-up, and that is where it all came through, believe it or not, and that would be the stop before they would descend the hill and go down into Albuquerque, which was spelt very different than it is today.
Albuquerque.
That's right,
Albuquerque. Well,
that's
when
right.
we were in China, perfect segue, we were in China last week and the week before, or 2 weeks ago. Now,
were you negotiating world peace with Kim in the Far East? That had to be cool.
It was beyond cool. It was so eye-opening compared to, I'm a child of the 60s and 70s, and I have that China of,
you are
of, yeah I have that China of past still kind of in my head of what I think it is, and it's so cosmopolitan. And
we grew up, Tracy, with that they're starving children in China, right?
Well, I
because there were, right? You know, in the early 60s, it was horrific, right?
Well, but there still are here. But the point is, right now, it's a thriving place. It's very cosmopolitan. There's tons of construction going on. We saw probably 300 cranes on buildings going up from Beijing to Shanghai.
Cranes, like the ones that are attached to buildings?
You know,
oh, yeah.
The 50,
yeah, so those are very
month.
Different, right? So there's the ones that are bound to the ground. They're 35 tons, 75 tons. And then there's those.
Yeah. They're
sky cranes.
Everywhere.
They're everywhere. And
really?
You know, I mean, if you have unlimited, you know, financing from the government, it helps. But the thing that was really cool is we learned about real estate in China and how it works and how real estate is sold in China. And
how does it work?
Well, I just wanted to finish. So we took the bullet train from Beijing to Shanghai, and I started noticing all these buildings going up, you know, mm-hmm. when we were in Beijing. And so we had one going on outside our window at the hotel. There was a construction site. So every day we'd see the progress. And let me tell you, it went fast. There was like overnight we'd see new things have happened on that site.
Wow.
A new floor or a new this or that. But they worked fast. So we take the bullet train and I'm looking at cranes. So I start counting cranes. And I'm over 200 and we've hardly gone out of town. So every along the way there was construction. A lot of homes that are like condo buildings.
Yeah, a lot of it was residential and not the residential we think of as, mm-hmm. you know, kind of sprawl subdivision. It was building up, even though there may be open space all around. They're actually building these, you know, multi-story, 20-story buildings that are residential and kind of what we would consider condos.
And they weren't building one in a city we went through, right, Tego? They were building 6, 7, 8, 9 all at the same time.
Right.
These very tall buildings. So our daughter is working in Shanghai this summer as an intern, and she's at Keller Williams Realty in Shanghai, and we had the honor of visiting their office. And it was pretty incredible, Eddie. We were like dignitaries. You know, they showed up, they had an official photographer to make memories of our visit. Very special.
Well, it was a great opportunity because we got to meet with what's called the operating principal of the Keller Williams operation there in Shanghai.
Well, wow. he's China too.
Yeah, he's China, and I mean Shanghai is really the first location for Keller Williams, and you know, of course, we're affiliated with Keller Williams here. That's, you know, the brokerage we work with, but Keller Williams has been expanding worldwide, and this is, you know, their foray into China, which was fascinating. But, you know, we didn't quite understand how real estate works. And well, let's be frank, a communist country. I mean, how do you own real estate in a country where the government owns everything? And so it was...
Yeah,
it was
central planning. You also have population caps, and then obviously the rules and regs that go with acquiring capital, and those are the three things, right? You need a population, you need babies and all that kind of stuff to fill a house. So how does it all work as far as a transaction? That's very interesting. I mean, I imagine that you could just expound upon that and turn that into an entire show, because that would tell us how lucky we are here and why we should all buy homes here in this country. Why we should buy them right here in New Mexico?
Yeah, the thing they don't have is land ownership. They can't own the land. It's all the government. So
it's rented.
It's like a condo.
Yeah,
it's condo. It's leased land. You know, so you know we have some leased land right here in town, and you're buying really a condo. But from a real estate agent standpoint,
mm-hmm.
what we do here and what they do there is not very different. It's very similar in the sense that, you know, you're representing a client, either a buyer or a seller. You're helping them through this process. You're helping them with the negotiations in the contract, drafting the contract, putting all the terms together of the contract. And that it's just the ownership, the way you actually take title is different.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that we learned that I guess I should have known but didn't know, we've heard about a lot of foreign investment, foreign money, especially China money, coming into the United States and Canada, purchasing real estate.
Yeah, mostly in California.
Yeah. And actually Canada, Vancouver.
Toronto. Yeah, Seattle.
They were in New York and Miami really heavy about a year or two ago and kind of moved more to the West Coast right now.
And on a side note, that's what our daughter is helping them with is putting together relocation package or area packages for different markets around the whole country. Boston, New York,
here in the United States,
Houston,
foreign direct investment. We need FDI. She's helping the economy grow. I love that. And Sell your daughter. She is really an unbelievable lady,
well,
and I'm very amazed at. And just how adept that she is in just her, what, she's 19, 20 years old?
She'll be 20 in a couple weeks.
Yeah,
she'll be 20.
She's amazing. It's like talking to an adult. So I appreciate her and running into her at Cosmopolitan places like Meow Wolf. But before we get started here on the show, we want to let you know.
Wait, we didn't get started
yet? Oh, no. No, we did. Well, I could talk to, you know, I do want to say one thing on the whole political end, and I'll just leave it at that. One of the great things about China, if they're acquiring property, is life, liberty, and the pursuit of property. General, I mean, this is the focus of how our country kind of all came about. This is what, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is ultimately what it becomes. You have to have property ownership.
Right.
That's what ultimately what drives happiness. You, of course, take great pleasure in the fact that you own your home, where you live, all that kind of stuff. It's just independence, and I think that is so important. And I do want to ask you, how fast did that speed train go? It was about 230 miles
kilometers.
An hour, right?
We have it.
It was three. I've got a photo on my phone here.
352 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, about 220, 230 miles an hour.
Exactly.
So you guys like in an Indy car.
It was awesome. And you know what else we learned? You know, it's unlike Albuquerque in the United States. So they decide they want a bullet train, and a year and a half or two later, they're taking passengers.
Yeah.
Should I go? Do we want to go off in this on this tangent?
Probably not.
Yeah,
but,
I don't think Tracy's going to open up a whole can of worms right there.
Yeah, it's like, you know, somebody owns that. Sorry, the bullet train's coming through tomorrow.
Well, anyway, free trains up to Rancho de los Golondrinas for the wine festival up in Santa Fe. So if you want to head on up there, there you go.
Let me just say one thing that I wanted to related to that. The reason the Chinese, and we talk to a lot of local people too, not just the real estate people, is they want to own real estate. They want to own real estate in the States and Canada in particular because they love the way we do it.
Yeah.
The other thing is in China, you're limited to two properties. You can't buy more than
there
two
you
properties.
Go. That's
and,
the issue.
And so they're just saying, we love real estate. We want to own something that we can touch, something of value, not a stock or a commodity or something that's just kind of a piece of paper, right? They actually want real estate. They love real estate. And that's why that money is flowing in here.
Yeah.
And we need to figure out how to get some of it here.
Well, I don't mind them actually. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for saying that. We do need to do that. And I guess you can also say that there's no Donald Trump in China. So there you go.
But although we did get our daughter to put a relocation packet together for Albuquerque and New Mexico.
Really?
Because they asked for Boston and Houston and Seattle
Dallas, Phoenix. Scottsdale, Denver.
They didn't ask for Albuquerque, but she threw one in there.
So I'm going to put you in touch with the local U.S.-China, or SL in touch with the U.S. China Trade Division that's here that's been on the program a couple of times. And there you go. I mean, you guys can get started.
They did that summit here earlier in the
year.
That's
right. Yeah, they've done it twice now.
Yeah.
So if there's any way to increase that, that would be the way to go. All right. This edition of the Albuquerque Real Estate Hour with Tego and Tracy Venturi. Don't forget, you could always pick up the phone and call them directly. They're my realtors. I want them to be your realtors. 448-8888. That's 448-8888. Or you can visit them directly on the web at welcomehomeabq.com. Today we'll be talking about China and a little bit of real estate. Why millennials choose to buy now. Of course, the all-important buying versus renting as we're through the first half of the year. And then, is the market slowing down, Tego? We'll give you a kind of a breakdown of what's exactly happening. And let's start there. We've heard about negative population growth. Albuquerque, year over year, grew by 1,056 people. Rio Rancho, by comparison, it's a city one-fifth the size. And it had 2.5 times at 2,500 people there. So compare the Albuquerque and Rio Rancho markets, and is the overall market slowing down in terms of prices and in terms of rollout of new property?
Well, and I'll tell you why this question came up, Eddie, and everybody out there listening, is in the real estate world where we live with agents and our team and everything, everybody's like, you know, it seems like it's slowed down a little bit in the last month or so. You know, it doesn't seem as frenetic as it was. And we had a conversation about this within our team, and I've had it with other realtors around us. It's just the time of year. You know, people go on vacation. You know, everybody's taking their summer breaks. Right after school, Tracy, we get that rush where everybody's ready to just get going and buy a home and get their moving done, correct?
Absolutely.
And then we get into the kind of the dead of summer here where it's
late June, early July, 4th of July holiday. People are heading out of town. They've kind of put their focus elsewhere. And then what happens, Tego?
Well, and generally what happens is we get a little bit of a dip down this time of year. If you look at the historical data, we get a little bit of a slowdown, but really not. It's just not as frenetic as it is earlier in the summer and spring.
And then people come back from their holiday and they go, oh my gosh, it's almost August, school's about to start. And then we have sort of that frenetic pace again.
Exactly.
And it's cyclical. We kind of feel it every year, right? End of June, early July.
It is. The data shows that we generally get that. We get our peak in May, June from a closing standpoint, which means the activity for people out there looking at homes is generally 30 to 60 days before that. And I think this is normal. This is normal. The one thing that we continue to see is an increase in the number of homes on the market. And at first glance, you may go, we're starting to, you know, we're starting to come back. We don't, you know, we're getting more homes on the market. They're not selling as fast. But honestly, what's happening is I think people are feeling more comfortable, especially in the higher end, that it's time to get their home on the market, and it's that higher price point. And when I say higher price point, I'm talking above median versus below median. And median
price point is
about 200, plus or minus, but right around 200, depending on what you look at. And in that under 200 median price, inventory is very tight still.
Especially, we've got a lot of people looking in Southwest Albuquerque, and boy, there's a lot of competition there. There's not a lot of homes for sale. So,
speaking of which, we have one that just became available yesterday.
Yeah, give us a call at 448-8888. So we have an open house this afternoon in the Southwest, correct?
On Twin Harbor.
Twin Harbor. Maggie Nuno is holding that open today. Do you know what time she's going to be there?
You're putting me on the spot here, Tracy. Me on the spot.
Probably, 12 to 4?
Actually, it's tomorrow.
Okay.
Sunday, the 1st, July 1st, is 11 to 1. The address on that home, it's on Twin Harbor, and it is 9005 Twin Harbor. So just, if you want to just go to our website, welcomehomeabq.com, Google 9005 Twin Harbor, you'll find it.
Yep. And you've also got a website with all the open houses on it.
Yeah, albuquerqueopenhouses.com.
So you can see everything going on this weekend, not just houses we represent, but all of the ones that are in our multiple listing service as being open today and tomorrow, or beyond that. If you're looking for dates further out, some might actually already be in there. So we had an open house yesterday in North Albuquerque Acres. Shana,
this is a great story. Oh, my gosh.
Shana Garcia held a house open that she just put on the market this week. Very interesting property that is still available, and it's on Corona Northeast on 0.89. So they call them North Albuquerque Acres, but they're just a hair under a full acre. But it's $320,000, a really cute three-bedroom, two-bath home. But what's interesting is it's surrounded by a lot of open space. And so it's very private and just really nice. So if you're looking for $320,000 in North Albuquerque Acres, you should call now. Because I highly doubt this.
Yeah, that'll be gone.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be ready
and
available
gone.
Tomorrow.
It'll probably be gone by the time we're off the radio here, Eddie.
Well, she held it open from 4 to 6 yesterday.
Yeah.
First open.
How many people went through?
30 families.
Yeah, that's out of control. That's exactly what everybody is looking for. And that, of course, is a fantastic opportunity for the seller. And this is why there's a shortage of a home. If you have ever entertained the idea of selling your home, now's the time to do it, folks, because there's a shortage of good product that's out there, and this one will go very fast. So that's exciting, and that's one of the things that you can create for yourself is a bidding war for from other people who are interested in buying your house, prospective buyers.
We had a, I had a conversation with some other realtors, not on our team, but just within our company, that, you know, we need homes on the market, and especially, again, in that more, that 200 and under. And the conversation was, what's holding people back? What's keeping people?
Yeah, what is? Good question.
You know, why aren't you putting, well, I'll tell you what, part of it is, I'll tell you one reason, is if you've got that 3.875 or 4% interest rate right now, and now you're looking at getting a new home, and you're going to be maybe up closer to 4.5, 4.75, 5. You're going, well, shoot, I really like my old interest rate. I don't really want to get a new interest rate. However, you know, when you look at it from a big picture, you have to consider that 5% or even 4.75, any of those rates are still really, really good, and they're probably not going down back to what we saw.
I would highly doubt they're going down there again.
Could you, that's a good information from Tracy Venturi and somebody we have been talking to for a very long time. It was funny because we were always, it was Groundhog Day every year that we've been talking about this.
Oh, I know.
We've been expecting the rates to go up and the rates to go up and the rates to go up. The rates, finally, the rates are going up. So now's the time to get in. The market is not slowing down. And if you've got a product that you want to take to market, you should give Tego and Tracy a call at 448-8888. That's 448-8888. Just a question for you, Tracy. Is there a product out there, a potential possibility in the mortgage business where they could swap a current contract on a mortgage and take it to a new house, or just doesn't going to work that way?
It really doesn't work that way. There's some opportunity. Some loans are transferable. So if you buy a home, sometimes the loan somebody is in, you can assume it at their low interest rate. But taking that to a different property really isn't out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Let's talk about any. So, by the way, we talked about 9005 Twin Harbor. Tomorrow's the open house. 4-bed, 2-bath. It will go quick. In Southwest Albuquerque, it is priced under that price point, by the way, at the median price point, $200,000. There's not enough. Let's talk about quickly, Tego, the price point inventories. Under $200,000, we're at, what, 45 days supply?
Under I don't have it pulled up in front of me, but, yeah, under the median, the $200,000, it's pretty tight. It's less than 2 months supply.
Yeah.
And you get over 200, it bumps up to 3 or 4. And then when you get up, you know, above 500, which we kind of consider our luxury in our market. Luxury is generally considered the top 10% of any market. In our case, that's 500 and above.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, there's plenty to choose from. However, right, Tracy, there's certain parts of town where there's certain homes that people are waiting on that could be priced in that 500-600 range.
I've seen the term unicorn pretty frequent lately.
Yeah.
Like, that house is a unicorn. You're never going to find it right now. Like, a single story, 700,000 in High Desert just doesn't exist. You know, there's people waiting for that single story, you know, higher priced home in a nice Northeast Heights neighborhood. 500,000, 600,000 with a pool in Northeast Albuquerque. I know there's several buyers waiting for that. It just doesn't exist.
So I want to speak to something that you do for me, Tracy, which is in the market looking for a house. I get, as soon as somebody puts something online, and because of my relationship with Tracy and her representation of me in the acquisition of another house, literally as soon as something hits the market based upon my criteria, you're easily the most aggressive person in the market that I know and know of, because I'm getting that at 5 in the morning with that property coming right up. So if you want to go ahead and you have a criteria, a search criteria that you want to put in front of Tracy and her team, you can go ahead and dial them directly at 448-8888. That's 448-8888. The Make Me Move idea is out there. And if you're looking for that perfect house, Tracy is the person to help you. Let's talk about millennials. You had this open house at 9005 Harbor. I want to talk about the millennials. Are we going to be able to absorb them? And why do they choose to buy a home instead of rent a home right now? And give me the rent versus buy scenario for them.
Well, a couple different things. One, let's talk about rent versus buy. We've got some stats on that, as well as why millennials choose to buy versus rent. And there's been this kind of conversation that millennials want to are different, right, Tracy?
That's what people say.
Yeah.
We're finding that's sort of a myth.
The millennials are different than our generation, which is the kind of the late boomers, or Eddie's generation, which is the Xers, and the millennials are somehow different. But really, when there's been a bunch of surveys done, and the most recent one is the top five reasons a renter they want to own versus rent is, number one, they have control over their living space. You know, they want to own their property and live in their property, right?
Absolutely, they do. And, you know, they said that they would want to all be downtown in condos and the walkability score. But what we are finding is they want what they had. They want to live in the suburbs. They want to have a nice neighborhood. They want a big house, you know.
Well, and they want to have a pet.
Right. They want a yard. They want to have a park down the street.
You know, Albuquerque is a good dog city, right?
Absolutely.
You know, everybody's got dogs in Albuquerque.
And a lot of times we are finding homes near dog parks. I mean, that's sometimes the criteria.
So. Yeah, no, it is. The number two thing is they want a sense of privacy, someplace they can call home.
Right.
You know, comfort and security is the number two reason. The number three reason is they want to live in a nicer home. And, you know, when you purchase a home, you can renovate, do the things that you want to do. I mean, let's be honest, most rental homes are kind of generic, you know, white paint, simple carpet. You know, no fancy upgrades for the most part. But if you own your home, you can do some of those things.
Right. Well, that's part of what we talk about. Why own? You know, you can make it your own. You can paint it whatever color you want. You can remodel. You can make rooms different. You can, you know, change the outdoor living space to make it more to your comfort. And it's great. So
Number four reason was the feeling of being engaged with their community, meaning they have a stake in their community as opposed to a renter, which may be not so much. They feel like they're more transient than somebody that owns their home. And the number five reason, Tracy, was they have the flexibility in future decisions. You know, they can decide what they want to do because now they've locked in their housing costs for technically 30 years, let's say, if you're doing a 30-year mortgage or 15-year.
Which is typical.
And, you know, it gives them options during uncertain times, and it's one of the reasons they feel more secure in owning their home versus renting their home, because they're locked in at their housing costs.
Right. You know, that whole being a part of a community, Tico, it's pretty important, right? You know, rental mentality, they say, is a little different. You know, you don't have as much connection to maybe your neighbors and your neighborhood as you do when you're an owner.
Well, let's talk about that. Then there was a story that was in the Business Journal this week, the Albuquerque Business First or Business Journal. Albuquerque Business First. There was a study relating to owning versus renting. And Tracy, you and I have talked about this many times, right? Eddie, we always talk about owning versus renting.
Right.
Well, there was a study that came out. And according to this study from Smart Asset, Albuquerque ranked number 38 among places in the country where buying beats renting a home. The thing that's interesting about that, you say 38, it's like, oh, that doesn't sound so great. However, when you look at the chart, Albuquerque is actually number one when you talk about the Rocky Mountains West.
And this is
bigger
cities, of course. So, yeah.
Wow.
And what's really neat is there was an online calculator, rent versus buy. And so I was playing with it, kind of thinking about our session this morning, and you know, for a $200,000 house with 3.5% down, if you do based on the interest rate, if you're going to live in that house for more than 2.5 years, you should definitely be a buyer, because that's the break even, right?
And that's the number that they came up with 2.5
30
years.
Months.
Yeah.
Okay.
2.5 years is your break even. Now, again, that's only from a financial standpoint. Mm-hmm. It doesn't talk about all the intrinsic things we just talked about.
Yeah.
Pride of ownership,
that's
being
right.
part of your community,
freedom.
Being able to remodel your home, all that mm-hmm. stuff. Right, right. So it was just interesting. In the Business First, and what they said is they found the average monthly mortgage payment in Albuquerque to be $931.
What?
The average monthly to rent was $1,364. So kind of interesting stat
there. That is
there.
Quite the spread. And, folks, it is we've talked about it before. Tracy, you can get into a house, I believe, for as little as $500.
You can, and it's $500 out of pocket. So there's definitely programs out there if you qualify, and there's some income caps versus you have to jump over a hurdle. It's actually you can't make more than a certain amount of money to qualify for that program.
That
so it's really getting
insane.
People in. Yeah.
There's a lot of programs. I mean, I heard Tina Krupar's commercial before we came on air. She's one of the great local lenders here. We do have some really great local mm-hmm. lenders here. Yep. And so many different programs. The MFA program, the $500 out-of-pocket program that Tracy talked about is phenomenal.
The HERO, the first home, the next home.
New Mexico several. Bank and Trust has the $10,000
grant.
I mean, it's an incredible program. I mean, there's a lot of interesting programs. Hey, get this, Eddie. There's a program that's kind of like GoFundMe for real estate. So say you're a young person, you just got out of school, you've got a good network, a social network, but you don't have any down payment. Mm-hmm. There's actually a company that will allow you to do basically people will GoFundMe to do your down payment.
So if you've got lots of relatives who might be willing to help you, because most of your friend base is probably the same, right? They just got out of school. They have $5 to put in your GoFundMe. But if you have a lot of relatives, it might be a viable option.
And I think overall it's a great community thing for people to do because getting people into a permanent home gives them a sense of, as you said, identity, gives them a sense of freedom, all that stuff. We're going to be back after a quick break with Tego and Tracy Venturi. We are live 9:49 here in the Kiva this morning. We'll be running to about 5 after 10, maybe 10 after 10 with Tego and Tracy, and we appreciate them both being here. 550-5500, that's 550-5500 if you want to talk real estate this morning. We're going to be talking about the homes of the week, also house flipping, not as easy as it looks on reality TV, and we, of course, hear the ads on the radio with Barbara Corcoran endorsing Tego and Tracy here on the program. So by all means, folks, give us a call if you feel like it at 550-5500. That's 550-5500. Back in a moment right here on AM 1600 KIVA 93.7 FM.